call your mommy, your daddy, and all your friends and tell them New York's number one podcast app is blowing up the airwaves and they can't do nothing about it. Bashani Radio app. We global, baby.
Yeah, baby!
Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store.
Live from New York and broadcasted worldwide
on Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio, iTunes, Amazon Echo, Apple TV, Siri, and all mobile streaming devices.
Welcome to Productivity 360, your platform for all things productivity.
With your host, Dr. Vernet A. Joseph,
a.k.a. Mr. Productivity. It's time to talk productive.
Welcome back to Productivity 360, folks. I'm your man, Dr. Vernet A. Joseph, every Friday right here on Bashani and Worldwide. I want to thank each and every one of you who have been sharing on all the different platforms, those of you who have been commenting and leaving reviews. Man, we simply love it. And I want to thank each and every one of you who have literally downloaded the Bashani app so that you can take Productivity 360 all over the place. And you know that you can capture so many more enticing shows right in the palm of your hand. So don't forget to download the Bashani app. Again, everything in life is better when we are productive. Today, we're going to be talking about a topic that is near and dear to my heart, and that's the art of selflessness. The art of selflessness. And I've got the pleasure to have the man with the plan, the one and only, the motivator. I'm talking about my man, Benny Randall Jr. How you doing today, my friend?
Come on, brother. You know I'm blessed and highly favored. Thank you for having me on your show.
Absolutely, man. It's always a pleasure when we get an opportunity to be together. Man, I want to dive right into the show because I know there are going to be so many nuggets dropped today. When I talk about the art of selflessness, many people automatically clam up because they're like, uh-oh, what's getting ready to happen here? Well, as you know, on Productivity 360, we endeavor to bring you a 360-degree angle of what productivity looks like. That's mind, that's body, that's soul, that's spirit. Well, we're dealing in a day and age right now, Mr. Randall, where you know, COVID is running rampant. People are sick and tired of being, you know, cooped up. And, you know, they're looking for ways to be more productive in their life. And what I've been sharing with people is learn how to be selfless. When you're selfless, you give more of yourself, but you do more and you impact more. Now, a man of your stature who does so much for so many people, I just wanted to have you on and kind of talk to you about this topic. A selfless person is a person who loves to give, who loves to change the lives of people. What are your thoughts on being selfless?
Well, my greatest teachers for learning the art of selflessness is from my kids. Because one thing I've learned, Dr. V, is very simple. When you have kids, it's no longer about you. It's no longer about the grown-ups in the house. It's about the kids. And all they can give you back is their love, especially when they're really, really young. And, you know, nothing's guaranteed when they get older. But until that time where they're able to take care of themselves, you know, you have to be there to take care of them and lead them in the right direction. And I never thought, I never thought giving can be so fulfilling until I had my son and my daughter. And it taught me the beauty of just giving without intention, you know, because when we're growing up, you know, a lot of us, well, at least, and let me speak for myself, you know, you grow up and you say, well, what am I going to get out the deal? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. If I take her out to dinner, is she going to date me? You know what I mean? If I give him a ride, is he going to give me some gas money? So we're always looking for what we're going to get back with that scenario. But when kids come into the play, they teach you how to give and give lovingly and be a cheerful giver. I never knew what that really was until I had kids. So they taught me how to be the greatest giver.
Man, this is phenomenal. And I thank you for sharing and being transparent. As we look at that, especially during this time, talk to me a little bit more about, as a father, how selflessness continues to play a big part in your life. You know, many people, depending upon what state you are in right now, are having issues when it comes to going out and being amongst other people. Talk to me about that selflessness as a father figure when it comes to your children, how they are coping with this situation, if you would, this so-called pandemic that we're dealing with right now.
Well, the beauty of it is I get to spend more time with them, and I get to be, they get to realize how much, you know, Poppy does is what they call me. They get to realize that because, you know, when they're in their daily duties, when they was going to school, they do all the thing. They get up early, they go out, they communicate with their friends, they come home, do homework, eat, and they go to bed. But because they've been out of school, they've been able to connect more. Now they get up and they do what they got to do. And at the same time, they get to see that no matter what, you know, Poppy's an entrepreneur. He's able to do everything from the house. You know what I mean? So they've gotten a little bit more insight of the beauty of being able to, you know, operate from wherever you're at. And this is what I try to instill in them, that, you know, when you wake up in the morning, you have two options, Dr. V. You can either build somebody else's dreams or you can build your dreams. And what I'm trying to explain to them, and I want to show them, not only through my words, but through my action, is that the more you can be a giver, a creator of opportunities for others, the more freedom you will have as an individual, as an entrepreneur. See, when you get up and you have to attend a 9-to-5, you're on their schedule, you're doing what they have to do, you're doing what they want you to do, you're in time. And the pandemic has, you know, took a lot of that away, where, you know, people are able to work remotely. So what I'm trying to instill in them, what would it feel like if you was able to do this all the time, not just when we'd have a pandemic, when you can get up and take a trip when you want to? So I what I'm teaching them to be is a solutions expert, is what I tell them. The more problems you solve, the more opportunities you will create for you and your family. Because as you're solving problems, you are giving to other people. And that's the beauty of being and doing what you want to do. So if you become an expert problem solver, it turns you into a creator and a giver. And in that journey of creating and giving, you then give freedom to your own self, your own ideas, your own dreams. And the more you give, the more you always get. It is just that simple.
I love it. I love it. I love it. So I'm telling you, folks, I hope that you're picking up what is actually being put down right now. And we're simply talking about a mindset of change, a mindset and a perspective that people can actually take and use in their daily living. You know, Benny, I love that freedom. And I love the opportunity to invest more time. Just because you may be quarantined per se in the physical doesn't mean that you have to be quarantined in your mental. Now, I know that you are a master creator. And during this quarantine time, what are some things that you've been working on while other people are simply complaining? I know you're always working in the background. So what are some things that you've been working on and that you've been able to show the kids This is what I do on a daily basis. Poppy's at home building the empire when you go to school. Now you get to see how Poppy builds the empire.
One, I've been able to not only build, you know, our Bashani Radio app, you know, and add more to it and adding features all the time, but we have expanded on our digital properties. Here's the beauty. A couple years back, one thing I pay attention to, I pay attention to what goes on in my industry, which is the information industry. That's what I like to tell people because, you know, whether you're a coach, an advisor, or whatever, you sell information, okay? And you got to see how people are consuming their information. And as you turn around, you will notice if you pay attention that people are doing more and more things remotely, even before the pandemic. You understand? So what I tend to pay attention to is how are people's traits, actions, and the way they consume, how are they changing on a daily basis? And what I notice is that people are, one, consuming more and more things on that magnificent engineered product called the cell phone. They're doing everything on their phone. They're ordering food. They're canceling food. They're, you know what I mean? They're calling friends. They're doing video chats. They're working remotely. They're shopping. And the pandemic has also increased grocery shopping all from that phone. Most people, you can learn more about them from their phone than you can learn about any records that anybody has. You understand? So what I have been doing is expanding on our digital portfolios. We have increased Benny On Demand, which was a private community created 5 years ago. And we're up to about 51,000 registered paid users. Our Bashani Radio app, 2.4 million downloads in the last 4 months. But, you know, don't get it twisted. We've been doing this for the last 3 years. We're at 2,200 and something episodes. That's a lot of episodes, you know, over a period of time between Bashani Radio and Verke Radio. So, and that means, and we release at least 2 episodes every single day of the entire year. We don't take holidays off. You understand? So we've been working on some and a couple of digital products that I can't really speak of right now. But outside, even created a virtual, well, not a virtual studio, but, you know, a smaller version of what we used to have of our digital studio where, you know, things can be done at an instant, you know, by just showing up, you know, at the property and be sent out globally to the world. So we've just been expanded on our digital portfolio.
Phenomenal, phenomenal. And this is what it's all about, folks, being productive in every area of your life. Now, what many people don't know about you, Mr. Randall, is that you are also a philanthropist. So you're not only building the wealth and legacy at home, you're also building the wealth and legacy worldwide. So share a little bit about what philanthropy looks like from a selflessness standpoint. You know, when someone comes with an idea or a project or whatever the case may be, what sparks your interest in specific projects or investments, if you would?
You know, when I give and put myself into something or invest in something outside of myself, I have to see the passion and the work that the person has already put in or the organization is doing. You know, there's a lot of things that are close to my heart, but, you know, I was taught that when you give in secret, and you'll be rewarded openly. And that's how I give because I, you know, I don't need no publicity for those things in which I do give when it comes to monetary. But what I will say to answer your question is, you know, I do take a lot of interest in things that people bring. I get a lot of things across my desk, and my staff is very good at kind of weeding out, you know, things that not being the interest of what I have an interest in. But they're also very good at bringing the things they know I may have an interest in. And that's the beauty of having, you know, a great team like Tracy, my executive director. She knows what to bring to my desk and what not to even. There's a half of the stuff I probably don't even see. We joke about that a lot of times because she know it doesn't fit into my paradigm of how I think and how I move. But what excites me is people that take ownership of what they're doing and they want to create and solve a problem in an industry that may not be, you know, with a lot of people that look like them. So I take a lot of interest in those things when they can show me, okay, this is how it works. This is how it goes. This is how it create revenue. See, a lot of times people have million of ideas, Dr. V, right? But they can't even tell you how it's going to survive by itself. They can't tell you how it's going to pay for itself. And, you know, although I love giving and things like that, but you know, at the minimum, it's got to be able to take care of itself. And if you can't explain how it makes money, you probably haven't got it all together yet. You know, I love everybody, but you can't take love to the grocery store. They need money. you know what I mean? Right.
Absolutely. Or wrong. You can say that one again. You can say right. that one again. That's it. Yes. Yes, definitely, man. You cannot take love to the grocery store in terms of payment. You better believe that. So we're talking about selflessness as a father. We've talked about selflessness as a businessman when it comes to the media side. Now, what I want to talk about selflessness from the business perspective, but I'm going to flip the script. During this time, we also have to make sure that we take care of our mind, our body, and our soul. I know that you are an avid vegetarian. I want you to talk about why that's so important to you in your life, your lifestyle, and how that actually operates in being part of selflessness.
Oh, great, great question. I became a vegetarian probably somewhere around about 1994, 95. So that's almost, what, 20 years ago, I think. Maybe, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason why I became that is very simple. You know, I grew up in the South. You know how we eat in the South, man. You know, fried chicken, collard greens, black eyed peas, neck bones, and all that stuff. You know, but the problem was, though, what my awareness of that lifestyle of eating was that later in life, my uncles and aunts and relatives, they would get sugar, diabetes, you know, all these different food, you know, obesity, all these things that, you know, and the first thing the doctor would say is that you need to change your diet. So I figure that maybe if I change my diet prior so that I can avoid, you know, a lot of those ailments that they have, because, you know, that your body is an awesome machine, an incredible machine. And if you don't take care of it, like, you can have a Bentley, but if you don't tune that Bentley up, if you don't change that oil, if you don't do the things that it takes necessary to change that oil, guess what happens? It too will break down. All right.
You better believe it.
So we got to take, especially when we get older. So, you know, now I still take martial arts. I haven't been able to really do it since the pandemic, but, you know, I do get up and walk, and most importantly, silent time every morning. Around about 4 a.m., you know, I meditate in deep silence, because I've learned that sometimes you have to still the mind. And the way you know, when you still the mind, you allow ideas and, you know, creative things to come through you. Because what I've come to realize about myself, I can't say about anybody else, but what I've realized about myself, nothing actually comes from us. It comes through us. We are basically the conduit to great inventions, great things. And, you know, I once heard Steve Harvey say this, and this was so incredible. And I never quite thought of it like this, but I was using the principles of it. Steve Harvey said that God lives in your imagination. He said, if you can imagine anything that you can imagine, let me take that back. He said that in your imagination is a preview of what's possible. I was like, whoa. He said, because God lives in your imagination and he shows you a preview of what's possible for your life. He said, the reason why most people don't get it, though, is very simple. Because they take this big idea and vision to small-minded people. And that's usually your family, your friends, your relatives. And they do everything to knock you down and convince you that maybe it's not such a great idea. Because people who are not as positive tend to look for the problems before they look for the benefits. People who are positive tend to look for the benefits before they look for the problems. You understand? So you're taking your big vision that God has instilled in you to somebody who's small-minded. And, you know, if that person is important to your life, they pretty much can convince you that it might not be a good idea. So that's why they say some of the greatest ideas live in the graveyard, because a lot of people died with them. So I live in my imagination. Everything that's been created, I dropped out of high school and still, you know, became a multi, you know, millionaire. But what I realized, why me? And I realized because I never did it for the money. I did it for the freedom. I always wanted to have the freedom to do what I want to do when I want to do it. I just didn't do good in jobs. I got fired too many times. You know what I mean? Like, because I always felt that that was stifling my creativity. Like, they couldn't see who I am. You know what I mean? And sometimes people would, you know, be intimidated by me because they'd be like, you know who you think he is. You came here, you know, et cetera, et cetera. But it wasn't that I was trying to be that way. It's that the visions that God put in my head, they're so incredible. So I've learned to keep it a secret until it's ready to release it. And then they can't stop it once the engine is running and the train is moving. You can't stop this baby. You know what I mean? By that time, I'm already locked down. I'm locked in. I'm on full throttle. You know what I mean? Unless you're going to move the train tracks, you can't stop this train coming through, bro.
I love it. Keep it a secret until you're ready to release it. You heard it right here on Productivity 360, folks. Listen, I love talking with Benny Randall because he's going to expand your mind each and every time. We are sitting here talking about the art of selflessness, the art of selflessness. Now, here's one of the things that most people miss when it comes to selflessness, and I like how you brought that time of meditation, that time of silence. Time is a precious commodity. It's the one thing that we definitely can't get back, even if we tried. Everyone knows how precious time is. How would you say that you are being selfless when it comes to your time? Because I know that you help, like you said, you do a lot in private, and that's great. But how do you teach others, like your employees, how to maximize time and be selfless with the time that they do have?
You just said it perfectly right there. Just the fact that they work along with me, they know how I operate, and they know that I'm a big time management person. A lot of my employees, you know, now are able to work virtually even before the pandemic, and I don't micromanage, but I have high expectations, and I always tell them, if you can do 8 hours of work in an hour, well, guess what? You just freed up 7 hours of your, because I don't really care what you do as long as you get done what I want to get done. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So if you can learn to have incredible time management, then you're going to be kind of getting over, because I'm paying you for a certain amount of time and things to get done. But if you become very efficient in it, then that also leaves you time to do other things. You understand? So they have learned. Absolutely. They have learned how to become very, very efficient with time. And you know what I mean? Like Kevin, you know, he likes to spend his days out, you know, with his kid, right? So what he tends to do is work very efficient late at night. You know what I mean? He picks his own hours or whatever, but he's very efficient because he does a lot of the editing and stuff for Bashani Radio. And that way he can be freed up in the day, but that's the lifestyle he choose. Whereas, you know, Tracy tends to be the opposite of what Kevin does. You know, she likes to get everything done before 12, like she in the military or something. You know what I mean? But that's the way she, you know, that's the way she get down. If she can get everything done before 9, to her, she ain't even got to come in. That's how she feel. And, you know, and that's the beauty of, you know, of using time management in such a way to benefit others. And then it all benefits you because they know as long as they get done what they're supposed to do, I'm not a stickler for how many hours it took you to do it. But if you get it done in 2 hours, then you just got paid for 40. So it don't even matter as long as you get done. Now, if you don't get done in that time, then you're going to have another question to answer. Why wasn't it done? Especially when I'm not micromanaging you, if that makes sense. So I think what they've been able to do, not only increase their productivity amongst their own self and what they do for here at Bashani International, but even in their life. You know, they've been able to maximize the time that they want with their family, friends, and loved ones. And most of my employees will tell you that they are very, very efficient. They don't waste time in anything in their life because they've been working for me so long. And people wonder how I get so much stuff done. One, I have an incredible team. Two, I hire people that I don't have to micromanage. Three, everybody I hire is always smarter than me. You know what I mean? If you're not smarter than me in what you do, then I probably don't need you. Because the moment I do what you do better than you do, I don't need you. So stay on point. You know, teach me something. You know what I mean? And you are, you know, like they say, the best entrepreneurs and employees are the ones that make themselves so valuable that you can't do without them. And that's how I like about my team. There ain't no person on my team. That's why it's so hard to get on my team. Ain't no person on my team that's not valuable.
Absolutely, absolutely, man. This is exactly what I'm talking about. Teaching from the heart, walking out your vision and your mission, and then allowing that thing to impact others. Listen, we are talking with Mr. Benny Randall, talking about the art of selflessness. I'm going to ask just one more question, man, because the time definitely is well invested. You know, as a person who operates in selflessness, I know that focusing on others is important to you, just as you mentioned about your employees and how you shower them and you take care of them because they take care of you. A selfless person will always want to put others first and think less of themselves. I have watched you over the years and watch how you've grown things and people. And I just want to say that I salute you. I salute you because not many people really, really think outside of themselves as I watch you do. So I salute you in that. Now, the last thing that I want to ask about selflessness from your perspective is how does love play a part in your selflessness?
You got to be more specific with that. What do you talk about love?
Now, see, what many people don't know is Benny has multiple shows on air where, you know, he gets down. But what I'm talking about is just the love for other people. You know, selfless people don't judge. Selfless people, as you heard him say, listen, I don't care if you get it done in 2 hours, just as long as you get the 40 hours worth of work that I need it done. But I know you take it to the next level, Benny. I know that you take your employees on trips and you shower their family. So so that's why I wanted to end with the question about your selflessness in the form of love. You take care of your people, and you're probably going to say, well, that's just what I do. But that is a form of love when it comes to selflessness.
I still don't know what the question you're asking.
Anytime you want to get Mr. Randall quiet, talk about the word love. He will run every single time.
Absolutely. Absolutely not. No, no. Benny, see, my homie, Benny Love, he knows all about that. I'm Benny Randall, but Benny Love, he knows about all of that stuff.
But I knew you were.
But what? Tell me, I can have Benny Love come over here and probably answer this question, because Benny Randall ain't got no answer for you. Hold on for a second. Good evening, Dr. V. How you doing? This is Benny Love. How may I help you?
Good evening, Mr. Benny Love. How are you doing today, my friend?
Come on, brother. You know I'm living in love.
Absolutely. Well, listen, man, I just wanted to talk as we close out this portion of the art of selflessness. And I wanted to ask you a simple question, my friend. What does love and selflessness have to do with one another?
Love is the most incredible emotion that God has given us. Love makes us put ourselves in the back seat and allow other peoples to drive so that they can see their greatness. Love allow you to connect with that significant other and allow you to show and shower them with everything that makes them excited and everything that makes them smile. See, because love only has one mission, and that is to make everybody else feel like a giant and you are just a servant. It takes a great servant to make other people feel like a giant. What I like about my friend and Commandant Benny Randall is what he's done with the network and allowing people a place and a platform to show their way and to show their love of what they have for the public and their messages. Every host has a different message and a different mission. You yourself, you have a great message on productivity, and then you're able to shift the gears and go to civility just like that. You have an extreme love for the pastoral things that you do. See, and all of that stuff, I believe that even if you wasn't getting paid, you still would be there, because that's the love that you have for the other people. That's the love of what you have. You have become an expert problem solver, Mr. Dr. Vernet, because that's who you are inside. And in return, you have been blessed on an international profound level of touching people all around the world. See, when you learn to walk in love, you don't even have to say your name. People will feel your presence. When you learn to walk in love, you don't have to say, I did this for so-and-so and so-and-so. So-and-so will say it. Why? Because they know you gave it with love. I've helped many people in the background, and I don't even have to say their names. Why? Because I didn't do it for the fame. I didn't do it for the name. I did it all in love. And when you learn to walk in love every single day, God and the universe will shower you back with that same love. So regardless if you don't get it back from the people that you gave it to, I promise you, it will always return back to you, because that's how love works. You walk in love, love will walk in you, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Benny Love, man. It was great to make your acquaintance on the show and allow you to just drop a few nuggets of love on the show, man. I am super excited every time we get to hear the nuggets from you on love. I'm just going to go ahead and close it out with this, folks. This is not a game. It's a lifestyle. And what you need to understand, one thing that all selfless people have in common is the great capacity to love others and express it. Selfless people do not judge others. If you want to be selfless, you need to understand love and embrace it and make it part of who you are. You heard Benny Love. You've been listening to Benny Randall right here on Productivity 360, folks. We've been talking and chopping it up about the art of selflessness. You will learn a lot when you listen to this segmented show over and over and over again. Thank you so much for joining us today. And you know what I always say, I want you to be innovative and be productive. But most of all, get out there and live to produce and walk in love as you walk in selflessness. Now, Benny Love, man, I'm so grateful that you dropped something on us. I want you to tell the listening audience, man, how they can hear more from you. And then we'll also ask Mr. Benny Randall as well.
Oh, Benny Love, you know you can go over to Benny Love and Late Night with Benny Love over on Bashani Radio every Saturday night in the weekend. Sometimes I do 2 days. It depended on how much love I want to give out to the world. You can check it out there, Late Night with Benny Love. Now, let me turn it back over to my boss so he can talk to you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Benny Love.
Hey, what's up, Dr. V? I hope my brother, he did this thing. This is Benny Randall Jr., a.k.a. The Motivator. It's not a game. It's a lifestyle. I love you, and you can't do a damn thing about it. Learn more about me at BennyRandall.com, or you can go to BennyOnDemand.com. Wherever you are, whatever you need, you can go there, and I'll be waiting for your calls. Show you right.
That's it. That's it. Well, you guys, you've heard it right here on Productivity 360. Again, every Friday right here on Bashani, and we're looking forward to connecting with you.
Thank you for listening to the Productivity 360 Radio Show with Dr. Vernet A. Joseph. Interact with Dr. Vernet on the Productivity 360 Radio Show Facebook page. For books, coaching, or speaking inquiries, visit livetoproduce.com. Until next week, be productive or be replaced.